This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and I figured it was only right that since we have done our first ever on-camera boy-boy-girl threesome with my wife, Lena the Plug, and my homeboy and my Crip Mag voice,
yeah,
Lil D, and here we are. We're back on Melrose having a little conversation.
Feels weird to be back here.
Why does it feel weird?
I don't know, new podcast space. I'm just like, I'm not used to this. It does. It feels like a throwback. It feels like 2018 right now.
Yeah. Cozy in here.
Except we used to be in the back of this building doing and hooking up with random fans.
What?
Not true.
And now we've upgraded a little bit and we're having sex with adult male professionals.
Y'all was doing blow together?
Oh, yeah.
What? I retired from recreational drugs in 2018.
But you don't smoke.
I hate weed.
But you like blow?
I used to. I mean, I haven't done anything in 5 years, but if I'm going to do something, it's not going to put me to sleep. It's going to keep me awake.
She won't smoke weed with me. It's been a 7-year argument.
I don't even want anyone to smoke it around me at this point because I'm so paranoid about being contact high.
Yeah, you totally put
I'm
it
like,
out.
I'm like, do not smoke around me.
We could be at a party in a backyard, hella ventilation, and I'd be hitting the spliff, blowing it away from her. Still, she's just acting like she's being hotboxed. Like her tolerance is at zero.
I get too paranoid, and no one wants to see me be too paranoid. I'll have to leave.
All right, so here's the most important question. Lil D, how was your experience with my wife with me?
She was nice, man. I ain't gonna lie. I busted a fat one.
Oh, my God.
Talk about it, though. How did you feel beforehand? A lot of people, when they see the scene, are now gonna realize that we were on set for, like, 9 hours before we actually got down to the...
We was there for a little second. It felt like 12 hours. I ain't gonna lie.
It might have been.
We started filming the scene at like 10 p.m.
What?
And we've been there since what, like 11 a.m.?
That shit was...
It was a long, 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 long day.
That's a long day at work to end in a threesome.
Yeah. And I cut all the photo shoot stuff short because I was like, you guys, if you keep asking me to take more shots, I am not gonna have energy for this sex scene, and I need energy for this scene.
Shit, that shit was fire, though.
The photos came out really good.
The photos came out good, but I was just doing whatever by the end of it. And so a lot of people were pointing out that my cankles / loafer combo, position of my legs and stuff,
was like,
a little zesty.
You look great. You were giving.
It was giving something. It was giving gay as fuck. But I was just rocking with it because I'm not trying to make this scene take any longer. So I'm just doing whatever. And then when I was looking at it afterwards, you look kind of normal. You got like black Air Forces on and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I got no shirt on, and my slacks are riding up mad high. Insert this into the video, and I got the loafers on.
The Gucci loafers on.
But I'm looking down at the loafers thinking they look good. But then I'm seeing the photo, and I'm like, bro, what are they let you do that? Like, what's going on? Like, that's just not really my style to be on some weird, zesty fashion
shit. It's just that Adam always forgets, like, at least one part of the outfit, and he forgot the socks. So that was on him.
My son forgot the socks. He bugged out, yeah.
But if you're wearing
And you forgot the shoes.
If you're wearing loafers you don't want to wear socks.
You don't?
Nah, because the socks have to be so low that you might as well not wear socks.
Oh, I thought they were allowed to show with the loafer. Maybe I don't know anything.
Maybe I've never had a pair of loafers before.
That was his wedding outfit.
Yeah.
That was his suit from his wedding, yeah.
Mm, I think different shoes for the wedding.
We f***ed in your marriage outfits?
Well, my tux, but obviously I'd taken the tux off by the time we went to
Yeah. It's like a, what do you call that, like a honeymoon, a anniversary? What you do? You are renewing your vows.
Yeah. I think through you, we renewed our vows. Yeah.
I think
Hasn't
so.
Been a year yet. I ain't gonna lie. Our vows.
Y'all seemed like y'all was much closer after that. It was like a sacred bond was connected between y'all.
Comment on that. Is that true?
We f***ed a lot that week.
Mm.
Yeah, y'all did.
It always seems like it works out like that. You f*** another guy, and then we end up f***ing a bunch to make up for it.
Make up for it.
It's like rage. You like, yeah, you dirty bitch. yeah, I'm a bucket. Man, you got me fucked up.
He did not do that to me. No, I would not have that.
You like rough sex.
No. Nah. I don't want you to call me a bucket.
But what if you've just spent the week doing some bucket activities?
And I will say, I feel like this is a trend with the girls that I talk to. I feel like I liked rough sex more before than I do now. I still like it, but I don't like crave it as much as I used to.
Why? Because you're in the porn world or because you're a mom?
I don't know. I feel like, don't you just do something sexually and then you kind of get over it? You're like,
so you get deeper into the porn world. You realize how rough it could get. And you're like, okay, I don't want all that. Maybe I'm going to gravitate a little bit more towards the soft, sensual side of things.
I think it just became less new and exciting in a way because I just did it so much, you know?
So who is Donkey? The shit out of you so aggressively. Oh, me? Okay, I thought you were just talking about like in life in general.
No, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about my past 7 years with you.
So it was too rough with me.
Not too rough. It's just like, okay, I've been choked for 7 years. Maybe I'll try something different.
Because sometimes she'll pop out with a different set of desires. Sometimes she'll want me to be dragging my sack all over her face and shit.
I was about to ask her that. Have y'all completed all of y'all fantasies yet? Or y'all still got some more fantasies?
I don't even know what one, which ones you have left.
For sure, she was like wanting to do two dudes, one woman for a while. So, you know, even though we did do that technically, like right when we met, like first month we met or some shit, I definitely think that was on your bucket list. Probably there's still part of you that's like, yeah, we should do a little bit more of that. For me, for sure, I've done so many goddamn threesomes that it was this magical thing to me. All throughout my younger days, like anytime I got to two chicks at once, it was just like the craziest, greatest thing in the world. I got into the relationship with her right around the time that my clout level started to get to the point where I was having random girls show up in my DMs just really wanting to just fuck me with their homegirl, you know, which I never really had that as a civilian beforehand, you know. And then now we've done it so many times on camera that I do think I could probably like hang up my threesome, desires and just be a normal
What's
old man.
What's the new thing that you would want that would make you as excited as threesomes previously made you?
Yeah, because you never satisfy. People never satisfy. They always just want something extra.
Yeah, because if I didn't do any crazy for like 6 months, who's to say that I wouldn't be all, I gotta get in there, you know? I still crave the booty hole just because, you know, I always want the unattainable shit. And her booty hole is... It's been in the shop for a few months.
Y'all don't be
we
doing
do
the booty
it
hole.
We just don't do it as often as Adam would like.
I don't really
once
fucking, I don't like the booty hole too much. I only did it 3 times and it was all scenes for Brazzers.
You never did it off camera? No. You're not into it?
A simple man.
It's like,
are you scared of poop? Stop smoking around me. I will kill you.
All right, one hit and then one I'll hit. Put it out.
You addicts over here.
If you
here.
Get a little high, it might be good for you. It
no!
might help
I am
open
trying to
your
go
booty
look at Christmas
up.
Lights after this. I do not want to be high.
Oh, you could be high and look at lights.
I don't know. The booty hole is never really my thing. I just always f*** the coochie. So it's like.
Well, in the words of Crip Mac, you got f*** the coochie and.
Yeah.
I'm not grossed out because I did it before, and when I did it, it just felt like a black hole.
Well, sometimes it is.
Yeah, it didn't feel
like
nothing.
Because it's not as moist and grippy as a vagina.
It didn't feel like nothing. So, and then boom, they said after I fucked for 20 minutes in her butt, I could go back to the coochie. So I said, all right, bet. So I knocked it out. Then I went right back to the coochie right after, and you feel the difference right after.
Did you give it a scrub in between?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Did you clean it?
I don't remember.
Nasty.
Dangerous.
Okay, oh, so then you go back to the coochie, then what?
I went back to the coochie, and it just starts feeling all tingly, and it's grabbing my dick. And I'm like...
Put it out.
Feels magical.
Anal is exciting, but there's definitely something magical about the vagina. Like... Sorry, I know.
I hate to inflict
drill sergeant rules on you. But
he's just taking every last puff he can. He can't handle that I'm having him put it out. This was what it was like being on the set of For the Love of Lena. Okay, let's just put this out there. For the first day of For the Love of Lena, I was freaking out. We paid all this money for this production. We got the house. We could not get the permit in time. Before I could even be done with my hair and makeup, there's cops outside the fucking house.
Oh, yeah.
We got casts of 10 stoners, and they're all trying to go outside and smoke weed while we're trying to hide from the neighbors.
That's not why the cops showed up.
No, the neighbors called the cops and said that we had a production.
Oh, but you think that the weed might have set them off?
Well, the guy's hanging out outside.
But that's when I saw you too, because I went to the front to go and pick up some weed, remember?
Yes, I did. I see the front. And we're like, me and Monica and the other people who were working for us were like, okay, how do we get the guys to not go outside and smoke weed? And I was like giving everyone very strict terms. And you guys, none of them could listen to it because they just wanted to smoke weed so bad the whole day. Ralph was the worst, though. Worse than you.
He's a drug addict.
That nigga was a nut. Yeah, nah, he came with a whole pee. I was like, oh, shit.
He was taking so many dabs.
How does someone like him who's like borderline homeless end up with a pound of weed?
He homeless?
I mean, I seen a house check that Danny Mullen did where they went to his crib and filmed. None of us would be willing to live in this environment. It was disgusting. It was like when I used to help out at the battered women's shelter when I was a kid, and I would go into the fucking ladies' apartments, and they would be stinking like cheese and mold and shit. That's the vibe I got from his spot.
Would y'all have seen yourself actually doing a threesome with Rad Dick Ralph?
No.
No. He was there for comedic effect. I think we all know. And also, do they know that you did not know who Rad Dick Ralph was?
I ain't know who he was.
So there's this other guy named Mudflap who's like also part of Danny Mullen. Shout out my man Danny Mullen. He got like a comedy YouTube channel or whatever. And he basically just makes a funny ass video every week. He got a whole different crew of like weird, goofy people that comes on little trips with him and shit and just makes videos. And there's this one super fat guy named Mudflap who I always thought was really funny. And I was like, oh, that guy would be a good like comedic personality to fill in some of the gaps between the male porn stars on For the Love of Lana. So I hit up Danny Mullen. I'm like, yo, what's going on with, but I forgot that there's like two different dudes. There's a guy named Rat Ralph and there's a guy named Mudflap. And I forgot which one was which. Oh. So I was like, yo, can you
ordered the wrong guy.
Yeah, I was like, hook me up with Rat Dick Ralph. And
nah,
he did
bad.
But
it
wasn't the guy that I thought it was gonna be. And when he showed up on set, I was just like, whatever. Like, you know, all right, I guess we'll f with this guy too.
So, but when we eliminated him, so many comments were saying how like you guys should not have done that. You should have kept him till the end because apparently people really think he's funny. I know you were not really feeling him, but
that was just the white people that was like, oh, you eliminated him. You kept all these black people.
No, I think people think he's funny. I don't know. I'm not really a fan of his humor, but
he was getting naked in a room full of like 10 niggas. And then another 15 niggas was the camera crew. Like, what are you doing? Ain't no shorties around.
You're like an autistic white dude.
And then you ain't even like walk around in boxes. You walk around in G-string.
He said he was trying to fulfill the porn star stereotype, or what he thought was the porn star stereotype.
I'm a porn star. You ain't see me walk around doing all that crazy shit.
And you're in a room with a couple of different gang members, drill rappers, porn stars, all that shit. You got like the next K Flock sitting right here. You got Crip Mac.
Yeah. I wish
and
I
you
could
still
see.
Nothing. They no Halo alarm bells D. go off in your head to be like, oh, I'm not gonna act gay.
They Halo D music out. Go check that. You feel me? It's all on there.
I wish I could see Crip Mac's first reaction to Rat Dick Ralph walking in because I know it must have been funny.
He said, "He a customer."
Yeah, my boy.
I mean, Crip Mac hates gay shit, and Rad Dick
Ralph,
his whole thing is pretty much just acting as gay as possible, right?
That nigga was blowing my nigga Rad Dick Ralph, yeah.
Yeah. His push-ups? You like those push-ups?
Yeah, it looked like he's about to break his back.
Oh, like, what's wrong with this nigga, yeah?
I'm like, my son's acting up. I don't know about that nigga. Wait, but I wanted to know, too, though. Who else you would have picked if not me? Because it seemed like...
I wasn't sure who I was going to pick until the very end.
Yeah, so many people thought that we had premeditated the whole thing. And
I
it was,
think
you And you know that's not true, because I had never even really kicked it with you before. And she hadn't really talked to you that much. It's not like we had planned it out.
It's so funny, because we were casting for it, and you haven't hit me up on Twitter, like, almost ever. And right when we were casting for it, I was going to hit you up, but you had DM'd me, like, hey, what's up? And I was like, oh, this is like, it's like almost like he knows I was about to hit him up to be in this.
It was random, yo. It's just.
I'll be honest, there was guys that I really wanted to cast who were just not available because the guys in the porn industry are super booked up if they're like good professionals, whatever, like the companies book them in advance.
That's crazy. We have a whole planet full of horny dudes, but only like 10 of them are capable of actually doing it on camera.
Well, you want someone who's going to have a decent personality. Yeah, perform well on camera, want to be part of the series.
Don't
but...
stink.
Yeah. Did anybody really stink?
No.
Crip Mac.
I feel like a guy who smells bad won't really make it in this industry because so many girls will go to the director and say, he fucking smells, I'm not fucking him.
That's a problem.
And that's it, they're out.
But, I mean, how hard is it to just clean your fucking body?
She don't want to suck musty
Like, I've had some homies over the years who realistically, like, I know that they couldn't not stink, that they just were going to stink no matter what. Yes. I've seen dudes I knew who, like, had a whole new fresh set of clothes, took a shower, saw them, like, use soap, put deodorant on, et cetera. Then they put on these new fresh clothes, and within 20 minutes, they stink already.
Sounds like they need to
It's a very small percentage of men, but some dudes just have a permanent stink to them.
I don't know. And I saw you sniffing dudes, man. Why you sniffing dudes?
You mad
on the
I ain't
show,
sniff
man?
You?
Nah, don't
He's a little jealous. Look at him.
Hell no, he don't sniff me, sniff nigga. What? Don't sniff me, man. But I was like, what's wrong with this nigga, man? Why you do that?
I sniffed Gunna's ass.
Hey,
Air Thugger. Sorry, why I call him Gunna? Thuggers. I sniffed Thugger's ass. I just wanted to make sure he was all right. I'm gonna give it to him. Thugger was the best actor. Of everybody,
I was reading the comments. They were saying he's sassy.
He is sassy.
Yeah, but sassy has like a zesty connotation to it. That's like, what they're trying to get at with that. He's got the best potential future as a reality star. I feel like he could be on all these like Too Hot to Handles and all that kind of shit. Like he just fell in line with the whole reality thing so good and was just hating on people. And just,
he really
he's
was.
Just
he was
telling Alex
shit.
Jones
he,
like,
he,
I'm, "Oh no, you said I voted for you to
yeah.
him."
Yeah,
that I was trying right. to vote him out.
I was like, "Fuck you."
My favorite part of the whole series is probably when Crip Mac votes out Alex Legend and just writes French mother.
and they
France
can't even read it.
I didn't even remember the nigga name. I was just calling him Frenchie
Alex.
The whole time.
How could you not remember? They're literally all
him,
Alex.
I was calling him Frenchie the whole time.
Yeah, this
time.
Is your brother in sword fighting.
Hey, yo, ain't no sword fights.
No, but I mean, you're still, you know, if you're fucking a girl with your homie, you're still kind of sword fighting, even if you never bang them together, right?
Hell no.
Yo,
Spit Rose. Spit
Pause.
Rose
Pause on what I'm about to say. But when they gave us a list, like her OnlyFans team or whatever gave us a list of things that they wanted us to do on camera, and most of them were things that we actually would do that were like whatever, but then it said,
yeah, some crazy shit.
Two dicks in the mouth at the same time.
I told them.
It said quiet. Like dicks touching.
Told them it's quiet.
I was like, what's going on? That's not
even
something
if you guys
we
were down,
for.
I don't think that my mouth would comply. I don't think I could actually physically open my mouth wide enough to fit two dicks that are big in it.
Would you if let's go hypothetical world because I would never want to do something like that, but if we were both down, would you be like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd like to try, yeah.
Dear God. Can you just put your fist in your mouth or something?
I feel like you still got some fantasies you haven't had.
What do you want to do
what's
that
some
you haven't
of your
done
fantasies
yet?
Were?
I just want to be with my hot,
aww,
sexy
like
husband.
That. That's so good. You're so nice.
He helped you while he did. You know what I mean?
He doesn't tell me what he wants either. I don't know why.
Y'all both got to keep it real right now.
What are you talking about? You know what I want to do? I like random chicks that we meet.
We can't fuck random chicks we meet.
No, we can. They just got to get tested. See, okay. Her theory about me is that I'm turned on by being wanted. And so her theory is that I get into the porn stuff. I'm into doing stuff with her and other girls. But I'm not as into it as when we're at the party. There were some girls who were like not porn stars. They just want to fuck me
the
and her.
Random shorties.
And they
he likes the girls who laugh at his jokes a little too hard.
And they like following me around.
They
and it's
a
like,
random
it's
kill
it's
me
pretty
if I
obvious.
Laugh at your jokes a little too loud.
They're trying to go home with us and shit like that. And I'm kind of like feeling it because
the
I know that
joys be hitting.
These are random girls with 20,000 followers, and
fire,
they want to go home with
fire.
The 22 stir and LTP, and they want to get piped at the crib. There's something about that's really hot.
Y'all could have had a whole orgy,
bro. Even though Violet Myers is way hotter than these girls, I know that when I'm Violet Myers that she's doing it partially because she's making content to make money on her OnlyFans. Now it's not like it's not hot, but there's something hot about a girl who's just doing it because she just wants to make her feel good at the end of the night.
All right, I guess I know what to find you.
A random slut.
I ain't gonna lie, that every now and then, you know what I mean, dibble and dab, but those you gotta wear a condom.
Exactly. Or for me, I'll wait it out. Those. I'll send the bitch to CTE and I'll wait it out.
CET.
Perfect.
CET.
Yeah, because you got a couple chips, so you could send her right over there. $200 test.
I'm not
get
paying.
That test.
She got a pay.
She got to get her own test.
The one I'm thinking of is a stripper. She got plenty of money. She could pay for that shit, right?
So you're thinking of a specific girl?
I mean, when I say that there was one following me around like a lost puppy, you know who I'm referring to.
I also had the feeling at Adam's party, like, how is this just not an orgy? Because there were so many porn people at the party.
Bro, I was going to say that. After that, y'all should have just situated a little orgy situation. Like,
see, that's not a bad idea.
That would make all of our money back for the party.
That would have been tough.
We charge all the dudes?
We would.
Yeah, everybody could start. We probably would have got reported by the fried chicken truck and shit.
We would have been in there. It was mad bitches up in your party.
It almost turned into an orgy when Gia Derza showed me her butt plug. I had to go report back to Lena, like, guess what I just saw?
You know, Gia Derza.
I wanted to poke
it
in.
She was wearing a butt plug, yeah.
And she showed me.
She had to plug it up because she be...
What?
What?
She be leaking? What are you saying?
What? Leave my girl alone. Because you...
I say that.
Oh, no. Shout out to Gia. I'm sure her butthole is totally fine.
You poop.
Wait, what?
He just said poop out of nowhere with a big smile on his face. This is why I can't let you smoke.
There's a lot of loose buttholes out there, man.
Not mine.
Nah. If you had a butthole like her, we'd have
we
a
would
whole,
never have vagina sex.
No, you just have
you
a whole
a
separate
nice
side business.
I like your butthole.
You'd have to have a different LLC for, like, Lena's butthole. Because, like, Gia's out here abusing her shit, but apparently it just works that good. Like,
listen.
Yeah, she be doing a lot of anal.
She don't give a go search
whole,
her name on Pornhub. You're gonna have a hard
whole,
time finding some vaginal
shit. She be putting a whole fist up in there, like, I'm like, God,
gangster.
I know I'm like, not as hardcore as the other bitches. Love Gia. I'm glad there's Gia's out there. I just that's not gonna be me.
No, there's part
I can't
of me.
Do it.
There's part
oh,
of me that's thankful
because he liked that. I
oh,
forgot.
He loved
yeah.
it. He literally
I forgot
after
he liked
the party,
that
he like, basically got in trouble because he kept being like. So anal. So Gia was wearing a butt plug at the party. So maybe
that.
We should do maybe we should do anal
like,
on Plug Talk with Gia.
He like she ready, yo.
I'm like, hello, can you be a little subtle?
This nigga here.
See, this is why I don't tell the shit I want to do because I'm gonna get called out for it because I don't know how to be tasteful about it. Because
you mentioned it like six times in one day.
No, I mentioned it like three times in one day and like one time the day before.
But he
that.
Didn't just mention it to me. He's like texting Monica and
Shut
Viv.
The fuck.
Oh,
you put it in the Plug Talk group chat.
That's what we do when we book girls to be on the show.
Yeah.
And then I don't reply, so you text me on the side.
No, because my idea, because I'm thinking
we've
like,
her, by the way.
I'm thinking like, I didn't, I just got some
Ooh,
some head from her.
He's counting points.
She
just
about
gave, yeah, yeah, she just gave me some top, but this was 5 years ago. But
yeah, she this, been, we've been around for a second. She started when I started.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what I was thinking though, is like, Lena doesn't want to do anal on Plug Talk, so maybe we could do a double up. Like, I always try to appeal to your financially minded side. I was like, we could. Shoot Plug Talk vaginal, and then give it an hour. Shoot some anal for your OnlyFans. Thought it was a good idea. You did not
suggest that. You suggested anal Plug Talk. I don't want
to. No. That's not true.
Okay. Well, maybe we can revisit this conversation.
I could go find it for you right now.
Okay.
But that's what I sent to the Plug Talk group chat because
y'all
got to
make a
sense.
Bet on it. Y'all got to make a bet on
I
it.
Can find it right
no,
now.
No betting. I just okay. I like anal. I just hate preparing to have it on camera because for the most part I end up bleeding. Not. I end up bleeding.
That's hot.
What
happens?
You like, want her to bleed?
How does it bleed?
Out her
it just gets
hole.
Cut. I don't know.
What?
I don't know what's going on there. It just gets cut.
Nah.
It feels bad for me now.
That shit, it sounds like it hurt. I ain't
it, doesn't,
blood.
It doesn't actually hurt. It just makes filming really hard because you can't have blood on OnlyFans.
But that was another thing, too, because I told you about the one scene I did where I felt it and it felt like nothing. And then I went to it felt good. The other scene I did, Shorty was like leaking out her butt a little bit. And
with blood?
Nah, it was brown.
Oh.
Hey, yo.
That happens. It happens.
Why you smiling, man? That's just,
because if you want to have anal, then you're going to have to deal with some colors.
Me and her?
I don't want to deal with it. But
me and her shot an anal threesome back in the day with one of the goats of the anal scene. And... at one point, they both were having two different kinds of shit falling out of their ass.
What? Y'all had a shitty booty contest?
Basically, yeah. In the grass in our backyard.
What?
This is years ago, but
that was fertilizing.
It was kind of like two very different types of shit that were coming out, and that definitely opened my eyes to what was possible.
Okay, let's move beyond this conversation.
She got mad at me for talking about it on camera, but I feel like I still...
She's already talked about it so many
times. I still have
times,
the right to
matter.
Talk about it because...
How did that make you feel?
When he talked about it on camera?
No, when the poop came.
When your poop was on my knee.
I felt bad because I was like, oh my God, my poop. But then the other girl started having poop problems. So I was like, yeah, it's not just me.
Poop problems.
I mean.
We should start a porn site called that.
No.
Poop problems.
You could put G on the list, number one.
Well, you got a grudge against her or what?
No, nah, we cool. Me and her cool.
Yeah, well,
it's
not
going
to get any longer if you keep grabbing
it. It's on the internet. It's up there. You can see it.
Oh, you guys have content together?
Oh, no. Nah, I'm talking about, he's talking about the poop shit.
He's saying that she shit on somebody.
Okay.
I mean, if it's online, I guess she's cool with it, right?
So. But that was another question. How does it make you feel when he asks you or he brings it up on camera?
That face. What is he just hitting that face for?
It's very animated. Yeah. I guess I would prefer it be my idea, but he's asking because I haven't suggested it in a while, I guess.
The way I preempted it, that I mentioned it, was I said, I never really like suggest content ideas or whatever, like sometimes I send girls or whatever, but something happened at the party that really turned me on, which is that this girl showed me her butt plug, so I was just wondering if you wanted to shoot with her. And I mean, to me, that was about as gentle as I could possibly be in terms of bringing it up, but when you're dealing with your wife, you got to be careful about how you bring these things up.
I just have to train my butthole. I guess I have to walk around with a butt plug.
I think we need to put it in the schedule.
But that sounds like that's his fantasy, okay? Okay, boom.
It's not like we haven't done anal, just so you know.
My fantasy is just more anal.
Okay, cool. He admitted that. Now you got to admit your fantasy.
We already did it.
Oh, that was...
She wanted to get piped by two dudes.
It sounded like she had another fantasy. It looked
I'm into being shared with another man, yes.
Okay, so...
It's thrilling to her.
Y'all should make a deal. More anal, more sharing.
You're like a therapist right now.
Well, that is a good idea. Maybe I could hold that over her head. Like, I'm never going to do a BBG again unless I get some booty sex. No, but I don't want to make it like a weird transactional thing.
Nah, it's like a compromise.
Because I understand. I want to be, as a husband, I want to be understanding, and I appreciate you being our therapist here. I want to be understanding of the sensitivity of both her feelings and her asshole. Because, if she is experiencing blood issues or whatnot,
you just gotta take it easy on her butt. Like, don't be trying to go crazy.
But that's why I think we need to fuck around with her a little bit more. Like, there was another era of our relationship where I would go to her crib, she would pop out with a butt plug. She was fully like, trying
that's
to stretch that thing
she
out.
She was on that.
I was camming a lot more, so I had a butt plug in often.
Oh, you like them days. He missed some days. This is how he missed some days.
I mean, it was cool. I'd come home and she'd just have a butt plug in, and I'd be like, but I feel like we need to put it in the calendar of like, all right, 8 to 9, Wednesday night, we have an anal date. And we're going to just...
Yeah.
Okay, for every date you take me on, I'll give you an anal date.
Oh, but then if we go eat some food right beforehand, that's exactly what you don't want
to
do.
No, it doesn't have to be on the same day.
It sounds like that's what you want
to
do.
I know, but it would be a lot simpler if we were able
to
do it. If we were to get it knocked out on the same day, it would be easier.
One day and then the next day.
I'm going to take you out to eat on a Friday, and then like when Wednesday comes around and you're like, oh, I don't feel like it. I'm like, but I took you out to eat on Friday.
Just put it in the calendar.
Yeah. And then y'all put another day she gets to get shit.
But I feel like that's mostly an on-camera thing, whereas the anal is... Well, we need to, build ourselves up off-camera to be able to be more in the anal zone.
Type shit.
Hey.
Do you feel like we are fake sex workers because we don't do hot, sexy stuff off-camera as much? Like, do you do crazy shit off-camera, or do you only do crazy shit on-camera?
I don't be doing a lot of crazy shit, so it's like I be doing what I do on camera, off camera type shit. So, let's put it this way. I like having memories, you feel me? So, every time, even if we just sit in, I just snap a pic just to have it.
Yeah, but you're not, necessarily filming, a whole thing.
You feel me? Even if I'm fucking one of my regular shorties at the crib that don't do porno or nothing, I'm still going, I just whip it out. I'm already I'll whip it out, just get a minute just to have it. Like, damn, I remember that day. You feel me?
I miss doing more off camera sex stuff. Like that. I mean, we're
just
so busy
that.
Now,
you
but
need
I miss
that.
It.
I ain't gonna lie, you need that.
All right, this is the weird thing about us is that the part of our life where we were having sex with random girls that we met at the club and shit ended with us getting fucked up. So, like, as soon as
how
we stopped drinking and doing coke, we stopped girls as well and got more serious about doing shit on camera. So we don't really know what it's like to have those kind of experiences relatively sober, because we just never really did it.
I ain't gonna lie, me being in the industry 5-6 years, I done seen a lot of people make it, and I seen a lot of people crash and burn out, you feel me? it's all about how you handle everything. Like, sometimes you gotta, not everything gotta be about the porno shit. Work, you feel me? Sometimes you need to just,
I mean,
go missing for a week or something and just,
it's just a time issue.
Do
for
what
us.
Y'all do.
Our schedules make it very hard to go missing. We usually book ourselves up for weeks in advance.
We don't really take a lot of like time off for pleasure. Nah, like in general.
Ever. You need to. I'm gonna tell you that.
Like next week, I know what I'm doing 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. And
I don't know what I'm doing
nothing
tomorrow.
Spontaneous.
I envy you.
I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Ugh, I hate having my calendar all packed out in advance. I went to Vegas for 4 hours yesterday. I flew there and back.
You got to ease your mind.
My question, the fluffing.
Oh, my God.
This was something we didn't really anticipate. We didn't think about it in advance. But when she shot her scene with Jason Love, we didn't even like talk about it in advance or anything. But she just like automatically knew that she wasn't going to be helping him get hard off camera. Like that was just something she didn't want to.
Which feels
cross
so awkward as the girl, because you're just sitting there and the guy's like beating his meat, and you're like, okay, well, I'm not looking at him. So
I was
going to
ask you about that scene. They kept saying you filmed it. You filmed that
no.
scene.
No.
Why did you say
he wasn't even there?
Bro, just, okay, that, you, that's me, the power me, of a good meme.
No, but let they me tell you why they it. Think he was there. Because Jason has a story time video on his TikTok where he's talking about this one time where a guy flew him out to fuck his wife, and some people found that story time and they dubbed it. So that it makes it sound like it was about Adam.
I'm crying.
And he never denied it when they asked him about it on the fan bus.
Because I don't think he knew what they were talking about.
He didn't deny it on fan bus.
No, but they asked him if he got paid $10,000, and I'm pretty sure he didn't say anything.
Yeah, so people think that they paid him $10,000, and they think that I filmed it.
Man,
my
son.
He was at home.
My son was Chad. Yeah. I'll cry. That nigga Jason. No.
But, okay, so that was one fluffing experience where she didn't help at all with the fluffing. So then we're in the room with you. Me and you are both, you know, naked, wicked, 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 just trying to get our shits working. And at first, she was not helping you out. But
nah,
then,
because I wanted to make it more comfortable for y'all. So I'm like, y'all do what y'all do
but
first.
But then I felt so bad ignoring you because I'm like, you know.
And as we start to, like, get more into the mentality of, like, oh,
remember,
we all need to work together in order to make this happen.
I remember.
And so I was like, yeah, you know, go. Suck that thing.
Well, because he was like, can you ask me if I could hold your balls? And I asked you,
yeah,
and you were like, no.
Like, that's all I need.
And then
like 2 minutes later, I was like,
all
right.
Yeah, 2 minutes later, you were like, okay. And then all of a sudden, I'm sucking his dick off camera. And I was like, okay, like everything's changed. Like the rules are just changing, like in fast forward really quick.
I mean,
know?
I just didn't want to like give the go ahead when I didn't know how I was going to feel. That's why,
because I know it was your first time, you feel me? I'm like, let y'all get comfortable. Y'all do what y'all do, and then I'm going to just hop in. You feel me? Shit like that. I was trying to make it, like, easier for y'all.
But you a real weirdo, though, because let me tell you why. Yeah. It's because, number one, apparently you're real into, like, ball holding. And then also...
It's
like,
the easiest for me.
The thing that he requested was that there was a girl working in the office at the time, and he asked us, like...
Oh, yeah.
Could she come chill in the room just so I could look at her?
I just want her to watch. Because
I'm like, no, she works in the office. You cannot ask her that.
Because we was chilling the whole... We was there for like 12 hours, so I was over there talking to her. We over here, you know what I mean? I'm feeling something, you know what I mean? So I'm like, she could just watch.
Well, the funniest thing is I think that they weren't entirely against it, right? But that's then I was like, no. Yeah, nobody is doing anything unless they have paperwork saying that they are meant to be here on set doing this.
I was like, yeah. But I still thought, what? Once I got behind that fat booty, I was like, man, I am okay. I started.
It's nice, right?
That shit is nice. It's nice and fluffy.
She got a nice BBL because she already had the thick-ass thighs, so I think that they came together to form a thick-ass.
I had to take the fat out of my legs.
That's one of the things. Some people be, I don't know, they try and, because... Okay, boom. I like old type of shorts. You could have the fattest ass monster, voluptuous onion booty. I'ma kill it. You could have the flattest, skinniest, prettiest, beautiful girl in the world, nigga. I'ma kill you the same way. I'll probably kill you even better. I like skinny, pretty girls. You feel me? That's my thing. But, well, I like old type of shorties. You feel me? But some shorties be so insecure because they see all these shorties that look and got the booty on Instagram nowadays. They like, damn, nah, now I got to get that because that's all they doing. They They on Instagram all day because Instagram a drug, you feel me? Everybody on that shit just f***ing scrolling because they're getting the dopamine hit. But looking at bullshit, looking at all these bitches that they want to look like, you feel me?
Bitches who don't look anything like in real life what they look like on the gram.
Yeah, and they want to look like something that they not supposed to be looking like, you feel me? If you a skinny, pretty girl, God put you here to look like that, and I think you should, I mean, be what you want.
But the realest shit about porn...
I'm saying that to say they be so insecure, they try and get the monster booty, but you a skinny girl, so the thighs is all...
Yeah.
And you look like a chicken bone, you feel me? I'm like... Just be happy.
We were with a skinny chick the other day who was telling me she was thinking we're getting fake ass. I just was like, no.
I'm saying it wouldn't fit.
Your
it's
legs
not
are
for
too.
Everyone. It's not for
you. You got skinny legs. You look good right now. You have a small ass.
I
but
love
it
skinny,
fits.
Pretty girls.
If you get that thing amplified, it's not going to go good. A girl who's a little bit thicker can get the BBL and it can look good, but skinny BBL, very rarely does it work out the way that you think it's going to.
Or, I'm, you know what I mean? I ain't saying there's nothing wrong getting a BBL and none of that. You
no,
feel
I love
me?
Them.
I love them.
It's just good ones and bad ones.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's all
so
about
it's
the body
not,
type.
It's not
you must
everyone.
See a lot of bad ones in Miami.
I've seen it all. I've seen it all.
I've seen the craziest ones.
The crazy thing about
I've
the
seen,
BBLs in
I've
Miami.
I've seen one that looked like her butt looked like a triangle.
The crazy
oh,
shit
no.
is just that
it looked like a triangle.
It'll look good in the dress, and then it'll look weak as out of the dress. But it looks good in the dress, and all these bitches care about is going to the club. So to them, it's cool because they could get the guy to give them money and shit based on just how they look in the club. Even if it looks kind of retarded at home when the guy's drunk, he's not necessarily paying attention.
I ain't gonna lie, I love my BBL shorties, man. Them shits be looking amazing. But you got to get the right one. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Some shorty be so thirsty to look like something that they're not supposed to be looking. They'll go to the nigga that do it for $3K. Like, bitch, you pay $3K for your BBL?
How much should it cost?
You could get lip filler for like $3K. So. Getting a BBL, I mean, the really
overseas,
good,
I
like,
bet $3K is a solid price.
No, $3K, are you insane?
How much you paid?
In Turkey or some shit?
I paid $6,500, but in 2015, before, like, the whole real
that's
craze. I think they, like, they can go up to $20K.
Damn, you got a budget ass, huh?
I've heard shorty say they paid from, like, 4 to 20.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be.
Because it all depends. Because a lot of girls, like, how many places are you getting lipo from? Are you getting ab etching? Like,
word.
All of those things are factored
but
in.
But I know some shorties that got a 5K one, and that shit look fire.
They might have gone to Mexico.
Dice,
but man.
She's thick already, you feel me? So it's like she just evening it out.
Dan Dangler got hers done in f-ing Michigan.
There's a shorty named Dan Dangler.
Yes.
You don't know
her?
Yeah.
Nah.
Really?
You gotta make
you ever
the
heard
best.
Of, you ever heard of Dirk Diggler?
Dig Diggler.
Nah, Dirk Diggler.
Is Dirk Diggler?
Isn't
we had
no,
a guy, Dig.
The real dude is Dig Diggler, but the movie, you ever saw Boogie Nights?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay,
it's from Boogie
okay.
Nights. Because yeah.
we had a guy come on the orgy named Dig Diggler with his girl.
No, what was his name? Dick something?
No, not that guy. You're thinking, but this is like a light-skinned black guy.
Oh.
So there's Dig Diggler, Dirk Diggler, and
Dan Dangler.
Dan the Dangler.
Dan is Danielle. I think that's her real name. But she's great. You got to meet her.
I was thinking of coming up with a porn name.
What?
Like Tom Tickler.
Yeah, you need a
that's
porn name. You can't
Tickler.
Be Adam. You gotta. What's your porn name? We're gonna find it. For
I was
you.
Thinking about this. How about this? Bob Smoothcock.
Hey yo, nah, don't do that one.
Smoothcock.
Working on that in the bathroom
or just,
this morning.
You know how there's small hands?
Nah, fuck
just
that.
Smoothcock.
Fuck that. You know I'm calling you, Dirty Dan.
Ooh. Dirty Dan. It's kind of like a Western vibe, right? I don't
we
want to
be
in
the
Dan. West. I feel like I'm Adam.
You just named yourself Bob.
22 inches of pain.
Oh my God, stop.
No? Yes. I was thinking of making a porn Twitter.
I got like the blunt. Dude, let me get two hits.
I'm going to make a porn Twitter so I can post all the nasty shit that I don't get to post right now.
I have a porn question.
Okay.
You.
Mm-hmm.
You got set up with all the MILFs in the beginning of your career because you're young. They want to do the young old thing.
Love
in the old heads.
Are the bangs making me look more or less MILFy? I'm trying to figure it out.
Nah.
No? Okay, because I got
you
a couple MILF comments.
Nah. You're not giving them... I ain't gonna lie. You kind of are. Now that you're saying it, the whole fit, if you just specifically the bangs, I'm just looking at your fit. Nah. But the whole fit, yeah.
People need to understand that Lena
and
every
like
day
it.
Is fighting against going full mom mode. It's like every day, every time she sucks another dick, it's just fighting against being an old lady.
What?
Because you always talk about how you could just retire at any given moment.
It's not that I could just retire. I'm actually torn about not working. It's just, it's like I want to put 100% into everything I do. So when I have to split things 50-50, it doesn't feel as good. But it doesn't mean I want to stop completely. But I don't mind the MILF category. I just don't like doing the role play. Like, I feel weird about being called mommy. Like, you can say I'm a hot MILF, but I get
what you're saying. Because when I was 18, 19, nigga, I look like I'm 15. I'm fucking these 35, busty. I'm loving it, you feel me?
Are all the scripts making it like you're the son or some shit?
Yeah, and I didn't give a fuck because I'm loving it, you feel me? But when I started getting around like 20, 21, I'm like, it's getting a little creepy, you feel me? So it's like,
yeah, I mean, and I, you know, really, I don't want to judge anyone, but I personally am not turned on by it, so I don't want to like participate in it.
Yeah, so I ain't really been, you know what I mean? Lately, it's just been like regular, you know what I mean? College student or some shit, professor, whatever, some shit.
When you're on your OnlyFans and men subscribe and they're trying to chat with you, what do you do? Because I imagine you do have a lot of gay dudes subscribing to you.
Yeah, you feel me? I don't care. They do what they do. They paying, they supporting. I love all my fans.
Would you say most of your fan base on your OnlyFans is men or is it women too?
I definitely got some shorties in there. I've met some fire joints.
Which is majority guys? I'm just trying to.
Nah, it's a majority guys.
It's really? Wow.
For dudes, it's always going to be majority guys. They ain't no.
But you're making heterosexual content, which is interesting.
But at the same time, don't get it twisted. I got the gay fans, but I got a lot of shorty fans too.
No, when we posted you on the show, there was a lot of girls in the comments being like, oh shit, they got Lil D. I know you got a female fan base, but.
You going to have them all. It's not like you're going to get one particular fan base. You feel me? Everyone going to support.
But okay,
everybody support.
How much shit do you have to say no to as a performer who wants to stay on the heterosexual side of things? Because I think I remember Thugger telling me that they were trying to get him to put his booty up on the sink and take a selfie, and he wasn't f***ing with it.
Bro, Thug does some other shit.
Oh, really? Maybe he does do the zesty moves? So.
He has videos. He getting his booty ate with other dudes on some shit.
Crazy. Wait, they get their asses eaten together?
Yeah. What the f***?
Well, maybe that's my new thing.
Adam likes getting his booty ate.
Wait, another dude?
I mean, I'm always down for a eater.
They both had their legs in the air.
All right, maybe not.
Come on, man. I was like,
okay, but that's the best position if you want the girl to really go hard. It's hard to get under there.
I don't want her to really.
But with
go
two
hard.
Dudes sitting right next to each other with their legs in the
that's
air.
That's hot.
Me and you like this?
No.
As the female viewer, seeing the girl go back and forth, that to me is sexy.
Even though she might get a poop particle in her mouth.
Hey, everybody do what they do, but that ain't me. But that, yeah, he do that shit. You feel me?
So you would never DP a girl?
Yeah, I'm probably going to avoid that until the bitter end. But all right, here's my question for you. What was it like for the first time, maybe in your life, but definitely in the last 7 years, to have two dudes nut on your face together?
I was more turned on than I thought I was going to be.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm a very weird person with
we
fluids.
We busted some fat nuts.
It was
nuts
huge.
Yo,
yeah.
My shit was
I busted wild.
Okay, so he did this
that's
thing
the biggest load I think I've ever blown on camera.
Where he moved my face so that he didn't come on top of your cum. He could, like, get the part of my face.
Yeah, I was doing the part he did. I was like, I'm not going.
So he could completely cover it. And I was like, I would have never thought of that. But he like, held my face in such a way to get it on the side that was missing cum. Because it's like a portrait. He's got to paint the whole canvas.
And what's going through your head during that? You're feeling like, damn, like I'm a real queen.
You just
queen.
Got two nuts.
I'm a jizz queen.
I did feel pretty accomplished.
She just made two dudes cum. Shorties love making a dude cum. One thing I noticed, bro, shorties don't care if you only come in a minute. A lot of dudes like, damn, I only came in a minute. But shorties like that. I
the problem
that
is,
you can't do it every time.
The problem
yeah.
is
no,
when you fuck them five or six times and you're still coming in a minute.
No, I'm not saying that I do. I'm saying that to say because sometimes with some shorties, especially like ones that don't do porn, if I'm fucking them too long, they like, damn, oh, I can't make him come or some shit.
I think a lot of girls are okay with like a 15-minute cap, and guys think that we want more, but our pussies get sore. Like,
nah, facts.
And you know, you can only stay lubricated for so long.
As soon as Shorty tell me she ready for me to come, I'm busting it.
Yeah,
you feel me?
See, all right. There's a weird thing, like in your private life, like on camera, we all know that you should get at least 10 minutes. Probably like if you just filming solo for OnlyFans, probably less than a half hour or like less than 40
minutes,
right?
Good. If y'all drunk, it's 2 a.m.
Okay, but I'm talking about on camera. Well, I guess you could still film a drunk at 2 a.m.
But we got to think about the, a lot of people don't do porn. So
yeah,
we
No, but I'm talking about in your private life. If you bring a girl home from the bar, if you've been seeing each other, whatever, if you last like 5 minutes, I feel like you're still kind of at risk of her making fun of you on Twitter the next day.
It only depends on if you made her come.
If you go 40 minutes, a lot of girls are just going to be like, all right, this is getting a little old. But some girls are be hyped on 40 minutes.
As long as she came, if you're drinking. As long as you made her came, she don't come.
I feel like for the girl, it's always about how into it she is. Like, yeah. if there's adequate foreplay, like guys, just, they just get hard. Girls need like.
I like playing with it first, so I'll try and make a comb with my fingers and shit before, you feel me?
The foreplay is very important.
By that time, she ready, so I get in. She already, oh, I'm coming again. Okay, I'm coming to get it again.
If you can make her come, you make her come before you fuck, that's like a great
thing.
She love you. Yeah, because then you don't really have to worry as much while you're piping.
Even still, I'm telling you, if you can make her come before you even put it in, she's going to love you. She's going to be like, damn, you did that with your hand.
Every
like,
vagina is a riddle. They all come different. You feel me?
And they all squirt different, too. Like, I met one shorty, you feel me? She wanted me to pound her shit and then pull it out and then start rubbing the clit with my dick. And then she started going crazy. And then I met another one. You just got to keep rubbing her clit. And then she going, they all different, you feel me?
The weirdest one, I had this girl that I used to chill with that had a pair of underwear that she had had since she was like 15, and every time she masturbated, she put on the same pair of panties, and she would hold it. I'm sure it got cleaned at some point, but
she had it since she was 15. How old is she?
At this time, this was back in the day, so she might have been like 25. So she had these things for a solid 10 years.
I don't think I got no drugs.
But then
this
is what she would do. She would hold it,
and she'd be using it every
time.
Yank
on it like this. This is how she would make herself by like stimulating her. By taking the underwear and kind of like giving herself a frontal wedgie.
I mean, I could see how the pressure would make your feel good, but it seems like it would also get kind of painful if you do it over and over again and kind of raw.
Yeah, the way you said it, that shit sounded like it hurt.
Put your shit out.
I thought it was weird.
You can't stop smoking.
She really feels comfortable. They're like, we're at my store. He's the winner of the contest, and you're going to tell him not to smoke weed.
Yes, I need to leave.
Now I can't wait till you leave so I can smoke weed.
Smoke break.
Smoke break. He was smoking the whole time. He keeps acting like he's gonna put it out, and he's just ashing
it. You got the Fronto in there? Fronto gang. Grava. Look at him.
What's that?
Hot grava.
Just like a different type of leaf that he puts in there.
Towns too. I brought that shit.
Maybe I should switch to the Fronto instead of the tobacco.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it is tobacco.
You gotta get the hot grava though.
Damn. Start importing it. That's not the worst idea.
I'll bring you some from the towns. I got some with me.
Interesting. Okay, what else do we need to discuss when it comes to this whole thing? How has this been from your perspective, like the amount of attention that you got from winning the reality show and shit? What's that been like?
Yeah, people been talking about it. They've been talking about it, but I ain't gonna lie, I've been having a lot of shit going on, so they've been talking about a lot of shit. Oh, yeah, I got my own show coming out, too. We got to throw that out. Lil D's Playhouse, Miami coming out soon, you feel me? A lot of crazy shit.
It's a reality show?
Yup. I had porn stars on there, regular shorties from the towns, Memphis, Atlanta, feel me? Everywhere.
And are you in charge of the production? Like, do you
have to... It was my production. I put the whole budget together.
So you have to navigate with all the girls, because that's like a lot of personalities to deal with, and you have to do all that?
Yup.
Wow, that's a big task.
Yeah, but I did it with... I had my two producers. I had Chana, my boy Muffin Man. They was helping me out. He was on another show with me.
Muffin Man?
Yeah, he was on another show with me.
That's crazy. I know a Muffin Man from Harlem.
He's the dude that knocked out. He punched 6ix9ine, some shit like that.
Oh, in the club?
Video?
And,
His name BH or something, but I call him Muffin Man because on the show they nicknamed him Muffin Man.
So. Wow.
Word, but yeah.
Word.
Got my own show coming out soon.
When's it coming out?
Probably January, February. You're going to see it on somewhere very special.
Really?
Stay tuned.
You should knock down Krishan Rock.
Krishan Rock? I think I could make her come.
Oh, my God.
I wonder what she's actually like sexually. Because we all assume that she got, like, unbelievable pussy because Blueface, like, was sticking around for so long.
Well, if she get tested or I put a condom on, I ain't going to lie, nigga. I will trail her shit. Krishan? Yeah, she fake fire. Her and her sister.
If she did porn? Oh, my God. If she got her OnlyFans...
Yeah, boy, the fact that she doesn't have one is
bro,
pretty crazy.
Bro, she's going to do bad baby numbers.
Me and her make a movie. Little baby be watching my videos. So I know.
How do you know?
Because you know Miss London.
That's the girl that he you got exposed for, right?
He was watching all videos before he f***ed her.
She told you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's crazy. You think he relates to you? Like, he sees you as kind of similar to him?
I ain't gonna lie. I got some fire videos. I'll be f***ing some fire shorties. Shout out my boy, little baby, gangster. Word.
That's crazy. You need to really, like, join one of these rap
crews. My videos fire. People be f***ing with them.
Would you join, what is it, P4L? 4PL. 4PF. I should know that off the top of my head.
What? Was it a record label?
Yeah, that's the little baby's label. 4PF.
If he saw
four pockets full.
He saw me to the label, hell yeah. Shit. He hit me up. I'm going to send him some music. I got some shit. I'd be fine.
That'd
you want to
cool.
hear one of my songs? You got to hear one of
I
my
heard
songs.
Your shit.
Oh, yeah.
I checked that on YouTube and shit.
You with him?
Yeah, it was dope. But that's one thing that we haven't seen is like rap. Being willing to accept a rapper who also does porn.
I'm a rapper, porn star, reality TV show host, and producer. I'm like, what's his name, Pimp C? He the one that was a basketball player. He was a rapper.
You think of Master P?
Yeah, also Master P. Gangsta.
I was like, wait, does that sound right?
Pimp C. Oh, that's amazing. So you're saying that your W on For the Love of Lena was really more a part of a rich tapestry of things that Lil D is capable of.
Yeah, it was funny because I'm already doing a reality TV show.
Yeah, which I wasn't aware of.
Yeah.
But I already knew you'd be a good contestant, and then that makes you an even better contestant.
So I'm doing a porno. I'm doing a reality TV show. Y'all making a porno reality TV show. Y'all want me to be on it. Who am I to say no?
It was a lot of fun. I'm not going to lie. If we never do a reality show again, I'll be pretty sad because I had a lot of fun.
Nah, they want season two.
It was
two.
Nice to break it up, you know, do something a little different than just a regular podcast. It's a lot more work. It's a lot more money, but it is a lot of fun.
I feel like from a financial standpoint, it probably doesn't make sense for us to do it again. Also, just content-wise, I'm not sure what we would do that would make it interesting. I do think that, like, you know, for sure we could find some girl that wants to, like, do her first gangbang or some shit, and we could, like, make a show out of that. Or we could, you know, like, we could do some shit that's, like, I don't know. I was thinking about, like, what if you had a house of, like, 10 girls and they all want to become porn stars, and then at the end one of them gets a contract?
I ain't gonna lie. You trying to make a reality TV show? Like one that we could put on Netflix or Zeus?
I don't know if they're gonna do anything porn related, but Zeus, yeah.
Zeus, one of those, come talk to me. We could.
But Zeus doesn't really like seem like they have any interest in white people in any way.
Now that's TV, too.
Yeah, but they're all non-white content for the most part, too, right?
You and me, my boy.
He just
you
gets a card
me.
For that.
Come on.
I should start my own Zeus
you
Network.
You good in the hood. You what? Pull up with me, nigga. Come
the
to
white
the town.
Zeus Network. We'll have a
nigga,
bunch of white
East
trash
Coast,
trailer people beating the fuck out of each other and say,
my boy, you
white
come.
Trash baddies. Boom. Boom. $1 million idea.
I'm telling you, bro. You do it with me, bro. It's going to win. I promise you.
What if we just do like a nationwide tour where you f*** like random disgusting women with no teeth in different
disgusting
states?
Women? What the f***?
Just find them at that? Truck stops and shit. And just like.
We could go around and do a tour where I run around and I f*** a bunch of shorties with a bush.
With a
bush?
A bush? Yeah. That's just regular. Like, that's not even that big a deal.
Does everyone have a bush?
A bush tour.
He just likes Bush.
We
so
go to Bush
to
Gardens.
Bush Gardens.
We could drink Bush beer. We could
nah,
listen
I don't
to Bush.
Like beer. That's
Razorblade
nasty.
Suitcase, dude.
Nah, this thing is crazy.
Shout out Gavin Rosdale.
Or maybe a Milfie tour. I want to do a Milfie tour.
Mm.
That'd be fire.
Didn't Tiana Trump do a college tour?
I think she just went to a bunch of colleges, but.
But that's dope that she made a shirt of it and, like, made it a thing. Like, even
Tiana,
if she didn't really do it like that, it's still, like, good
Tiana
marketing.
Tiana playing, man. I'm trying to get up in that, man.
Yeah?
Man.
You haven't been able to seal the deal on that one, huh?
Nah, we know each other. We cool, but.
She was with me when you met me at Exotica.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
facts.
With her.
She bowed out the game too early, man. We need more scenes from her.
Yeah, man. Maybe we make a little comeback scene. I'll
She's like Rihanna. She realized that she didn't need to put out another album, and she could still be Rihanna for like all these years.
I need that.
She's gonna put another album out, but like Tiana Trump realized, like, oh, I'm gonna make all this money on OnlyFans and I'm still gonna have this level of notoriety and I don't need to put out new scenes. So she ain't put out a new scene in like forever. She's still just retweeting porn videos from 3 years ago.
That's heavy. Man, I will.
That's your dream scene? Above every other girl, Tiana?
Yeah. Well, you was the other one.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
A man of taste.
I'm sick.
A man of taste. Now, if, okay, yeah. If there's any.
Why you gonna get on the plug talk? Tell her to pull up.
That's what I'm saying. But if there's any girls that I would like to fuck before I leave the industry, for sure she would be a nice one to have on the list.
You fucked Vali yet?
Yeah, a bunch of times, so.
You busted inside her?
What?
Busting? No, I said a bunch of times.
Oh.
I'll bust inside her.
You come inside Bali?
Nah, I'm too scared.
I mean, like we have a
she Mexican.
No cream pie rule.
What's wrong with that?
I'm saying, though, they pump out babies like nothing.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, they're so racist.
No, it's not. They all know it.
No cream pies.
Nah, that's no too risky. Pie. Even me fucking all these girls with no rubber and shit on camera, it was kind of crazy from a lot of people's perspective. Like, because people would be like, oh, like that girl could trap you. I'm like, that girl don't want to trap me. She wants to keep trapping porn money for all these years. She don't
you
want
wouldn't let
shitty
him cream pie no other shorties?
I don't even get to cream by her.
Nah.
Once in a blue, but.
You don't just take a plan B?
Fuck no.
That's a good idea. Right there. Boom.
Why you don't get on birth control?
I don't want to do that shit.
She's probably scared she's going to gain like 3 pounds.
You miss cream pies, right?
The best.
That was the best thing about her being pregnant.
The only time you can do cream pies is when I'm super bloody, so it's not really helpful.
Oh, man.
From on camera?
I call those rituals.
No, that's strawberry shortcake oozing out of there. No,
those rituals. I ain't gonna lie.
Rituals.
You start having some, yeah.
So if your bitch is on her period, you still going for it?
I've done it.
We usually take a break around the period time, though.
That's sacred sex.
No, we have. What are you talking about? We had like big shoots booked, like my last six periods first day. I'll be like running away from it because it hurts so bad.
But that's work. That's work. And why does it hurt to have sex in your period?
You can't be fucking every. You can't be fucking everybody on your period. But one of your main shorties, like. Yeah.
Why you think the blood's dirty?
No, because you can't trust everybody. But if it's your main shorty, that's your shorty.
If I fucked a random scallywag and her pussy was smelling like a fucking iron deposit, ugh, I'm a puke.
Make her
I
clean
actually
it
like
out.
Having sex on my period, just not when I'm like in pain, having cramps on like day one.
Because I'll be sticking it in her when she's bleeding, and like she don't like it.
What about what about when she was pregnant? Y'all was fucking a lot when y'all was pregnant.
That was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always
he likes me pregnant.
You looking good, pregnant.
I can't wait for round two.
Oh, y'all gonna have another one?
Not yet.
Shoot the club up. Put another one in there.
Y'all got a girl or a boy right now?
You know, I have a girl, but it's so funny because we were kind of both like on the same page.
I have a girl. I'm not really a factor in this.
Oh shit!
Oh, now you know how she really feels.
I just wanted. I'm sorry. Anyways, right before I worked with Jason, we were like definitely on the same page. Like no more babies for a while. We're gonna just keep running this porn thing. And then like right after I shot with Jason, he was like, "You think you want to get pregnant?" he was trying to trap me again.
I was just thinking about it. I still like to bring it up, even if we're not gonna do it like
all
the next
of a sudden,
year.
You had a change of heart.
Y'all gonna have another one on the way soon.
Listen. At some point,
I just
she wants to do it just to prove to Joe Budden we have a real relationship.
What?
Budden's the dude of the podcast,
the president.
Right?
Shut up! Don't do that to him.
No. he's an old head podcaster dude. He used to be a rapper. He said that he doesn't think that our relationship is real based on your time spent on set with us and being so intimate as to even have had sex with her with me. Do you think our relationship is real?
I think y'all got a real relationship. I think people just don't understand it, but it's not for them to understand it. It's not their relationship. You see a lot of people fucking getting cheated on, don't know what the fuck going on, doing the same shit, going right back to the person, but no one tells them nothing.
Yeah, we got good communication.
Mm-hmm. All y'all doing is just communicating.
And people get so mad when I say that I'm loyal. Because they just can't imagine that this is loyalty. But I've never done anything like without his permission.
I definitely see y'all as each other's partner.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like y'all get each other. Y'all for each other.
There's a lot of transparency and trust and love in a relationship, which is all the things that constitute a real relationship.
With that being said,
I almost got it. I saw it on you.
That shit keep fucking flying around.
Yo, every time I get the fly on camera, it is like it feels like I won the Super Bowl. It's like the best feeling ever. Damn, I wish I could go in the bathroom right now, but
but with that being said, you know what I mean, that's for y'all to understand.
Round two?
Maybe Sydney Star can come by
round two. Sydney, we could Star. Do it right now. I'm testing.
Me too.
Prove it.
I gotta pull it up.
Boy. Like, I'm sure you are.
Hey, if you want to see us hook up again, head on over to onlyplugtalk.com. you might find a surprise. I mean, probably not, but it's a good idea. All right, there's our check-in. People wanted to see us on camera. Hey, if people want to see the early days of Lil D, the full life story, they should check out his interview on Plug Talk, because we discussed all that stuff.
Facts. Plug Talk, go check everything out. Know what I mean? Day, Lil D, YouTube, music out. Go check that. Lil D's Playhouse coming soon, you feel me? All my people, shout out to y'all. Y'all know who you are. I love y'all niggas. I love everybody.
Gang,
if you f***ing with me, I'm f***ing with you.
Lena, any last words?
Thank you for letting me have sex with that man.
Anything for my bride. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. What were you saying?
Now y'all got to give each other a nice kiss.
Oh, of course.
Nice kiss.
It's been a few weeks since she sucked your dick, so it should be all right.
Wait, some tongue. That shit was whack.
Get some lipstick on. I ain't trying to tongue her up.
Y'all gotta get some tongue.
Yeah.
No tongue. Trying to watch.